or even those number one songs on your birthday. We've got some important folks in for an interview this morning. Baxter County Judge Liddy is here, as well as Heather Loftus. And you can take it away, Heather's always got great questions for you.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to speak yesterday, but you were out of town, sir.
Yeah, I had to run down to Batesville for a little training session that lasted about an hour. I don't know that it's worth my drive, but anyway, we did it. All of the elected officials went down except for the sheriff and the coroner. The rest of us went down for it. Some changes in as election time is near, as we know, changes of how you file, who you report to. Mm-hmm. Instead of reporting to your clerk, Candace Reese is who we always reported to. You actually report to Secretary of State, and you do it all online now. So it seems like it's going to be challenging, but I'm sure it's not. You know,
will it make election night faster? That's all we really care about.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it all goes fast. I'm ready to get through the times ahead of us. I know that.
You signed your very first executive order yesterday.
I did. So it had to do with UTVs that we talked about it. We discussed at Quorum Court the other night. That came from the Association of Arkansas Counties. And me and the sheriff had discussed that before I signed it. And he thought it would be a good idea to sign it because it would give some clarity on what they can enforce as far as the laws.
So walk us through the order. Walk us through the changes. What do people most need to know?
So the main thing is it has to be a side-by-side, 80 inches or less in width. It has to have a seat belt, a roll bar. It has to be assessed, which in return you can go register it and get a registration sticker. You don't have to have a license plate. You have to have a registration sticker that will be mounted on, I think, the left side of the front roll bar. It will have to have at least liability insurance on it. What else did it have on it? There's four or five requirements to have it. I think I'm hitting all of them. But anyway, if anybody needs a copy of it, they can call the county judge's office, and we'll sure give them a copy of it. But
and what prompted this? Why sign this executive order?
I think just to give some clarity, because the ATV. So there's still a state law that details what you can do with a four wheeler. Mm-hmm. And I myself use a four-wheeler more than I do a side-by-side. So I wanted that to be clear to me, which I spoke to AAC, and I said, you know, I can still do what I do with a four-wheeler, riding from point A to point B to say, check cattle, that type of thing. So state law details what you can do with a four-wheeler. This UTV executive order just deals with the UTV. It doesn't deal with four-wheelers. And anyway, there's five or six requirements, mm-hmm. and it's spoke to the sheriff's office about it, and the ATV law in the last 5 or 6 years has been broadened to the point that it's kind of hard to understand and kind of hard to enforce if you're a law enforcement officer. And I dealt with it a little bit before I got out of law enforcement. So this will really make it clear to them when they come up on a UTV, which is a side-by-side, that maybe had an accident or something. You know, give them some laws to enforce, or if somebody's doing something illegal with it, if they make contact with that UTV, it gives them laws to enforce while they're dealing with that.
UTVs, I mean, are extremely popular in this area. Of course, we're about to go into hunting season as well. But around the lakes, around the rivers, I mean, people are driving them back and forth from their house to the water.
They are. This UTV law excludes golf carts. And I wish golf carts would have been included somehow, because I know a lot of people that live around our lakes and have their own boat docks like to ride a golf cart to that boat dock. But it excludes it. A golf cart don't fall under this UTV executive order.
I'm still trying to understand the need for it. And why executive order and not go through the Quorum Court?
So, yeah, exactly. I can't answer that. Like I said, the first one I signed, and when the sheriff sent it to me, I was like, what is this? So my first phone call was to him, you know, and I don't know. I can't answer that. But I think it's a good thing for our community, because they're used quite often around our area, as we see.
So can we drive them on the highway?
So you can, I think the way it reads, now don't get me in trouble here, but I think the way it reads, you can for a short period of time. I don't think for long distances. Now it doesn't specify that, mm-hmm. but they can't be ridden on a highway where the posted speed limit is 55 or over.
Okay.
Or a divided highway, like our bypass, can't get them on that. So I think you could legally cross it, but you can't ride it on it.
Coach Harry was driving one in the homecoming parade last night. I think he's safe, though, don't you think?
Yep, he's safe. So the city of Mountain Home has a has an ordinance for, like, Big Creek, the golf carts out there. They have an ordinance for that to allow that.
Budget season is upon us. How's the budget looking?
It is. We were talking about this morning. I think every department has their budget submitted. I think it'll be an easy process, and it has to be, has for me since I've been here, and just because we've been blessed enough in the last, you know, 5 years for our revenue to be up and at least, if not rise, remain steady. It's up a little bit this year, but it's kind of flat. Hopefully some more things will start happening, like our Aldi's being built out here and some other things that they're talking about out east to maybe give us a rise in our revenue next year. But it's still strong for the county, very, very strong right now. And I think our budget season will be easy to get through just because when there's plenty of money to work with, it makes it easy to meet that budget.
A lot of time has been spent over the past few years looking at different wages and benefit plans, and that's kind of leveled out a little bit from the county perspective.
It is. Since COVID hit, wages in Baxter County have risen a lot. And I had the clerk pull the wages since 21 to 25 of what's happened in county wages, and they've increased greatly. And I know some employees may even forget it, but you could sure show it to them and remind them of what's happened. And we're looking at the same kind of raise this year for county employees we did last year, if we can afford it, and to keep us competitive with everybody around us.
What's going on in the county the rest of the year?
So we put out a RFQ yesterday, which is a request for qualifications to build what we're calling right now is an annex to the county, which will be a assessor, a collector, and a voting center. And so we have to run out 30 days, and hopefully we can get that put together. That'll be
you've been talking about that for a long time.
It takes, that's what I said, I've been here a little over 2.5 years now, and you've had things on your mind or things you want to do, but it just takes time in a position like this to make things happen that you want to happen. You know, I mean, for instance, been trying to build water plant road since the day I started, and we built it this year. We're gonna let it settle because we had to haul in quite a bit of fill out there, and hard surface it next year. But it just takes time. You got to plan. You got to prepare. Like I said the other day, and I talked to the at the First Friday at Farmers and Merchants Bank, county is, we're going uphill, and we're going uphill fast. So things are good in Baxter County.
About a month left for excuse me. I yelled too much at the parade last night. About a month left in filing season. The filing period deadline is November 12th?
Opens November 3rd through the 12th, I believe it is.
Okay.
Following Wednesday. So ready to get that behind us. And so we can continue to do our jobs without thinking of being distracted, So that's always a distraction, but
we enjoy the distractions.
Yeah. You don't have to go home and think about them.
Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Another great interview. Oh.